Let me show a picture of my car. It's in the driveway of my old place. You might notice on the windshield there's a little ticket. I have this ticket right in front of us. It's actually Exhibit A. What is the violation read here?
On sidewalk.
Do I look like I'm on the sidewalk? Is this really a necessary ticket? It's a bit ridiculous, I think. I'm gonna send. I haven't gotten around to it yet, but I plan to appeal this ticket. But it's just like, the ticket people go around, and it's just like I know that that's their job and stuff like that. But it's like, at what point are we just sort of making it difficult for people because we need revenue?
I think this might be that point.
It just.
Because you're certainly not blocking the sidewalk. You're not doing anything bad there as long as your tail end's not sticking out
I
in
mean,
the
I've
road,
made
you
no, it's
know?
not, and I mean, I've made it like concerted effort to like leave like several feet of space for anybody that can come. You could drive another car through there,
Yeah.
and it's just like I actually read a story on the internet today about the guy. I forget what city it was, but he was. I think it might have been another country, might have been Australia, where the guy, I guess, had parked his car in a like a metered spot, and then he went to the back of the car and opened up the trunk. I guess he was gonna get some money out of the back for in change or whatever. And by the time he had made it to the meter, somebody had given him a ticket.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So he sent in a little protest letter that was very ironic and very
Yeah.
like it's like biting, it's like I must applaud the city of it might have been even like Melbourne or like Sydney or something like that. It was like for their like amazing vigilance to the rules of the road, and like I
Yeah.
apologize for taking 1 minute of a violation, in order. It's like it's funny because when you think about it, it's like the minute you pull into a spot, you are breaking the law, right?
Right.
You're breaking the law if like you pull in and it's like the meter is now expired and you haven't put a quarter in there yet. I mean, can he nail you for that? I guess he could,
Yeah.
but this is ridiculous. And I was like really, really mad about it, and it's like amazing how badly this ruins your day.
Well, and it's one of those things that you think like, well, the government seems to be always needing revenues,
They do.
right? And I guess you have these problems where it's like, say you have services that can't pay for themselves,
Right.
you need to get those revenues from somewhere else. And I actually, as I was driving up from San Diego this weekend, I was thinking, man, if California wanted to solve its budget woes, they could just, they could whisper to the highway patrol, basically,
Right.
pull everyone over on Highway 5 who's
Right.
going above 70 miles an hour, which is the speed limit. Because absolutely everyone was going over 70 miles an hour. And if they gave them all a ticket and they all could pay that ticket off, it's like, well, you've earned a significant amount of money today,
Well, that's kind of an interesting aspect. Like, what do you think about does a government department have to pay for itself? I mean, I guess not, right? But I mean, then you
No, but
have.
it depends in the mandate, like in some. When some, I guess, bills get passed and stuff, it sort of states like this should be paid for out of its own revenues or
Right,
whatever,
right. But I mean, this parking ticket, it just made me so angry, and I
Yeah.
just like, and the sad part of it is I've gotten tickets like this before, N not this one in particular, like for blocking the sidewalk, but just ones where I was like, really, like, I was 5 minutes past the
Yeah.
time or whatever, and it was just like, I was so mad at the time, but then I just got so lazy, I just paid it,
Yeah.
because it's like to write a protest letter, to do all this stuff, it's just almost more burden. Mentally, to have to like do all that stuff, and so I hope I don't pay this. I hope I like do protest it, but it
$103, it's nothing to sneeze at.
no, it's not. And I was
Nice.
blocked, I mean, literally like a foot on the sidewalk, I
Yeah.
think. Oh boy.
Now, here's the thing. You were in a driveway, basically,
Was in my
right?
driveway, yeah.
Had you done a regular parallel park blocking the driveway, would that have been legal?
I think so. I mean, it's hard to say because it's, I guess, like if they want to be on behalf of the homeowner and say, no, you're parking this guy's drive parking in this guy's driveway. It's like, well, it's my driveway, so I can
Yeah.
do that, right? You can't
Yeah.
tow me for that. I've thought about that actually, and like this is really no different than me parallel parking my own driveway.
Right.
And I wasn't blocking traffic. I wasn't blocking pedestrians. You could take three strollers down there; it'd be no big deal.
That's a wide sidewalk.
It's a very wide sidewalk, which is why I didn't feel bad about it at
And
the
that's a
time.
sidewalk for jumbo people.
For three jumbo people.
You do. You could have a, you know, it's a Midwestern sidewalk.
Wow, I mean, I don't know if we
They
need to like indict the people of the Midwest, the good people of the Midwest, like that.
are fun people.
Hey, actually, speaking of moving, I didn't, but that's why I was parked in my driveway. Have you noticed the thing about San Francisco where you can just put something out in the street and it'll be gone in like half an hour?
I've heard that.
I mean, I took advantage of that several times while moving
Oh
because
yeah.
you just accumulate all these things. You know, and it's stuff that it's not necessarily junk per se. It's just stuff that there's not really a place for anymore in your life, and they've made it so difficult to throw things away here. Like you can't like necessarily throw stuff in the trash anymore. The trash bin is the smallest of all the bins. You know, you need to recycle it, or you need to compost it, or it's like electronic. You need to like donate it or take it to the dump and have it specially, you know, thrown away or whatever. And there's all these things that I want to throw away. It's like, okay, I have a CD rack that, you know, holds 30 CDs. I mean, 30 CDs for most people, that's a good amount of CDs. For me, that's not enough CDs. I have like 300 CDs, which is too many for one person, really. You know, I'm gonna go out there and say that's fine. But this was like, I had the CD rack and I bought it when I was like, you know, 20, because that's how many CDs I had back then. You know, or maybe I had a couple of the CDs racked, so it was sort of like it all added up and it was fine. But now it's just not at all useful. There's no place for it in my new house. Like, forget it. So, but I can't throw it away. It's useful. Somebody could use it. And it's funny when you go through this step process of like evaluating whether you're going to keep it, whether you're going to throw away it, what can you do with it, and then you tell your friends about it. It's like, okay, well, I'm going to throw this away. They're like, no, you can't throw that away. It's like, I know, because that's what I told myself also. I can't throw this away, but I need to. And then their first reaction is like, don't throw it away. I'll take it. And I'm like, yeah, sure, go ahead. And then they say the same thing I said. It's like, well, actually, I can't take that. I have nowhere to put it. And they're like, well, all right, throw it away. Because
We've got a lot of stuff.
I went through that same process. I was like, oh, I really don't want to throw this away. And then it was like, well, there's no way to put it, so I have to throw it away. And then it's like, okay, I'm throwing it away. And it was just like stuff that I'd paid money for, you know, like tens and 50, $100 for things, you know, like lamps that I paid for. And but there's just no place for I can't put four floor lamps around anymore. I just don't have place for that anymore. And like to sell that stuff on the side of the street, you can't just do that. And to give it away, you know, like you have to find somebody to give it away to. I had a couple things I gave away for free on Craigslist. I gave away a papasan,
Oh, right on there.
and I gave away a bookshelf and a rug and a twin mattress and all this stuff. And I gave away a couple other things, and people were like flaking out or showing up late. You know, it's
Yeah.
like, or I could just put it on the sidewalk,
Right.
and then somebody could take it, and maybe it'll get rained on, maybe it won't, maybe it'll get dirty, maybe it won't. I don't know. Who cares? It's not my. I just put it on the sidewalk. Or I could like treat people with respect and try and like give it away in a timely manner and make appointments with people. But I spent all this time and effort giving stuff away, you know. And it's and for thing for dinky things like CD holders, you know, and like plants and lamps and things like that. It's like I'm not gonna. Nobody's gonna answer a Craigslist ad for like a CD holder, are they?
You know where these things end up, though.
Where?
They end up on my street, and some homeless guy's trying to sell them. He's like, hey, you want a 30 CD holder? Give me what you got? $5? $3? $3? $2? What do you think?
Well, if you see four plastic patio chairs,
Hey,
then
I got a patio chair. I got a half bottle of Windex. I got a
that's the other thing about all the washing chemicals and stuff like that. You know, it's like you don't want to pour it down the drain,
Right.
but it's like I also don't want to carry around 3 bottles of Tilex.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you could just leave those in the
I mean,
bathroom,
I
right? I
could,
mean,
but that
that's.
I mean, and I did for a couple of things, but it's like, you know, okay, when we moved into our new place, there were 2 bottles of acetone just sitting there, you know, two like and they're metal cans because acetone's pretty corrosive, you know. And it's like, what am I gonna do with acetone? I don't even know what it's for. I guess maybe it's paint thinner, maybe not, who knows. So I had to look it up on the internet, and they're like, don't throw it down the drain. And I'm like, then what? And it's like, it's highly flammable. And I'm like, okay, but then what, you know? And they're like, so it turns out that actually it's very evaporative, if that's a word. You could just pour it out and it'll evaporate. Problem is, if you put it in plastic, it'll totally melt plastic. So it's like, well, then I'll just leave it out. We left it out on our like patio with the cap open. And I just like let it evaporate. But it was like evaporating kind of slowly.
That's probably not the right thing to do with it.
But there was no, I mean, I don't, you can't pour down a drain. Am I
Why
gonna
don't you
like,
just leave it and when you guys move out, the next people can have it in
I,
case they need some
in
acetone?
case they do, just
You
pass the
know?
buck, right? Why
Yeah,
not?
maybe it's like, I really need to clean these chainsaw parts. I need some acetone.
Because I live in San Francisco and I'm really gonna
You
chop down a
never know.
tree.
I mean, there are people here with chainsaws. There are people here who need their paint thinned.
Well, anyway, so for, as a public service announcement to the listening public, one way of getting rid of it is if you just get a piece of like some cloth, and you just pour it all over the cloth, like basically a really like
Flammable rag.
a flammable rag. You just leave it out, and in about 10 minutes, the rag will be dry, and
Or
then
it'll be on fire.
one or the other, either way it'll be dry. And then 10 minutes later, come back and pour some more, and just let it sort of slowly evaporate. And that totally worked. It took about 6 hours. You know, I just had to check back on it and like keep wetting it with acetone.
But now is I don't know what like the chemical structure of acetone is. Now there's is this gonna go cause like acid rain or
No,
something like that?
it's completely evaporative. It's a hydrocarbon, and it's yeah, I looked it up on Wikipedia. I mean, it seems like it's okay. You could actually burn it. I was tempted to burn it because I think it burns pretty cleanly. It's a pure hydrocarbon, so I think
Oh, maybe it's like a camp fuel or something.
it would
Do
be a very
they?
dangerous camp fuel. Yes, but I mean, like, if I had a bigger like space and like sort of like a metal bin or whatever, I would be curious just to, like see what happened. I would just put it in there and I would just like light a match to run and then see if I can make it into the thing from there.
Yeah,